I hope you like saving tons of money that you are otherwise blowing every year on calories. You need to stop overpaying for calories and start shopping at Aldi.
Welcome to the 360 Blue Financial Strategies Show. Join us as we discuss actionable steps you can take today to gain financial freedom. Jonathan Pop, Iris Sagrado, and Glenn Steers are registered representatives offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. 360 Blue Financial Strategies and United Planners are not affiliated. The views expressed are those of the speaker as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results. Now on to the show.
I'd like to talk today about my favorite store, which is Aldi. If you've never been to Aldi, it's a grocery store, and it's a great store where you can save a lot of money. They have got, their prices are just great, great prices. And my first experience with Aldi was when I was a kid. I had the opposite opinion of Aldi. I couldn't stand it because my dad would often shop there. And my dad was a physician and made very good money, and my mom was a stay-at-home mom. When I went grocery shopping as a kid, you know, I'd tag along with my mom, and we'd go to the normal store, which I liked. They had name-brand cereal, and it was a good experience there. But my dad would go to Aldi, and he would come back after work with his trunk loaded up with food, and it'd also be loaded up with 40-pound bags of salt for the water softener. And guess who had to carry those down to the basement? I did. So imagine you're 9 years old. I had to lug these 40-pound salt sacks down to the basement. They're almost as big as I was, and that was not super fun. But I remember he'd have his trunk full of groceries, and I didn't like anything that he bought. He bought the cereal from Aldi, which at the time I hated. I since think they've improved. Their cereals are great now. I buy them all the time. But back then, I couldn't stand them. I thought they tasted terrible. And so I'd say, Dad, why do you insist on shopping at Aldi and get this generic stuff? We can just go to Kroger and get, you know, name brand, quality, good stuff. My dad would say, he said, you know, Jonathan, I work very hard and I work very long hours. And of the money that I make, I want to keep as much of that as possible. And someday you will too. Well, it turns out my dad was right. Because when I became an adult and started making a living and making money, I concurred with him that I want to keep as much of my money that I earn, that I work hard for, as possible. And the way I do that, one of the ways, is by shopping smart, shopping at Aldi. So what kind of savings can you get at Aldi? I mentioned they have great prices. That's the reason to go. They had an ad years ago where they compared a cart full of their products to a cart full of the name brand products bought at a typical store. And they claimed that the savings was about 40%. And I have seen those kinds of savings when I go versus sometimes when my wife would go and shop at the other store. And it just, it makes me think, if you break this down, how much money are you spending a week on food? Think about that. How much money are you spending a week on food? $100? $200? $300? Let's say you're spending $250 a week. Let's run with that assumption. You're spending $250 a week. And imagine if you had a 25% reduction in your bill just by shopping at Aldi. Let's throw me a bone. Let's say you get the 25% savings. That's $6,250 a week that you are not shelling out, which comes to $3,250 per year. $3,250 a year. Would you be happy if your boss came to you at work and said, we're going to give you a $3,250 a year raise that you get to take home? You'd be thrilled. Anybody would be thrilled with having that kind of raise. That's basically what you're getting when you shop at Aldi. You get money in your pocket that otherwise you would have spent. So a word on the quality. I think the quality is fantastic and just as good as you can get at any other store. I think most of it is just as quality. There are a few items you can tell are not as good. I think their cheese, their sliced cheese that you put on a sandwich, I think that's okay. I can tell when I, because I have bought the brand name at another store, and I can tell the brand name tastes just a little bit better. But it's not that much better, and I would much rather have the money in my pocket. Now, there is one thing I forbid you from buying, and that is the chocolate syrup that you would use to make chocolate milk. I would rather be throat punched than drink a glass of chocolate milk made with Aldi chocolate syrup. It is disgusting. Do not buy it. Just go buy Hershey like a normal, civilized human being. Stay away from it. So everything else, I think, is great. They also have household items, which is great for the family. Paper towels, dish soap, napkins, diapers. So the shopping experience there at this store is a little different. If you've never been, it's a little bit different than what you might be used to. There aren't bells and whistles. There aren't fancy things like choices or having a smiling teenager bag your groceries. There's none of that at Aldi. First thing you're going to notice is when you go to get your shopping cart, you're unable, it's tied down. It's chained. All the carts are chained together in the cart corral. And to unlock it, you have to insert a quarter into the cart. Now, you'll get that quarter back when you unload your groceries at the end and put the cart back. You get your quarter. But that's how they don't have to pay somebody to bring their carts from the corral into the store. They have you doing it for them. Doesn't cost anything. You got to have that quarter, but you get it back. And you're also going to know that they have generic brands. Almost everything they have is Aldi generic brand. They have a few things that are household name items. I've seen Coca-Cola Classic there. They've got a few things, but for the most part, it's generic. And there's usually only one brand per item. When you go to buy peanut butter, for example, there aren't 30 different choices. There's either crunchy or creamy. That's it. They have their one brand and that's it. There's also extremely fast checking out process, which I love. They really move it along there. They're very courteous, but speed is the name of the game. They're not there to chit-chat. They're there to move you out of the store. I kind of like that. I'm there. I might have my kids with me. I want to move this along. I really like that. It's also self-bagging. They're not going to bag your groceries for you. They'll put it in a cart, but it's up to you to put them into bags. So either bring the bags yourself, or you can buy them at the store for, I don't know, a nickel, 10 cents, something like that. So the point of this, why do I recommend shopping at Aldi? It's freedom. Money buys you freedom. Freedom to do the things that you want to do, or freedom to spend time doing what you want. Or just freedom from stress. Freedom from the burden of your bills. Financial freedom is very much a lifestyle choice, just like fitness. Which is why most diets don't work, because people will do them for a set amount of time. They'll restrict their calories for a couple months, and then they'll lose some weight and they'll be very happy. And they think, oh, the diet worked. But then after that, they resort to their old habits and they gain their weight back. Financial freedom is the same thing. You can't just cut back for a little while and then go back to your normal habits. You need to make serious life choices with what you're going to do with your money. So if you don't have the financial freedom that you want, stop overpaying for food and go to Aldi. And with that, you have yourself a great day.
For more information, go to 360blue.com. That's THREESIXTY, blue.com. Keep in mind that this show is designed to be educational only. The representatives on this podcast do not provide legal or tax advice. For individual guidance, please speak with someone who knows you and your situation.